أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، ملك يوم الدين. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آمين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد الفاتح لما أغلق، والخاتم لما سبق، ناصر الحق بالحق، والهادي إلى صراطك المستقيم، وعلى آله قدره وامتداده العظيم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، وسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. Today is 8th of Ramadan, 1441 after Hijra, equivalent to 1st of May 2020. My beloved brothers and sisters in this group Irshad al-Ummah, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Our lesson on Fiqh al-Sharia with the book of Akhdari will continue inshallah. Yesterday we've talked on ablution, continuation of the previous lessons. We talked on some important things that one cannot do when once he doesn't have ablution, which include he will not touch the Quran, he will not perform salah, he will not perform circumambulation that is going around the Kaaba and other things. So today we'll enter a new topic, faslun fil ghusl. We will talk on ritual baths. This topic will teach us how to perform ritual baths, what is the fard, what is the compulsory steps in your act of in your bath, what are the sunnah and what are the recommended steps. And also he will tell us what are those things, those conditions that will warrant you to undergo ritual baths. So you can open to the page and we read along. He said, faslun, this topic will explain yajibul guslu. The ritual bath is compulsory, min thalathati ashya'in, on three things. Three things makes ritual bath compulsory. You understand, ritual bath is compulsory in three different cases. So these three things we should listen attentively to get them. Once one of them happen to you, you have to perform ritual bath. The first, he said, al-janabatu. The first is state of major impurity. When they say state of major impurity, they are referring to release of money. This is each field of study have their own terminologies, what we call register. So this is a register of fiqh. Once you hear state of major impurity, it's referring to release of sperm. So let's get it right. So once you release sperm, you have to perform baths. He will explain better. The next is walhaidi, then end of menstruation. That is menstruation. Once a woman menstruates, she has to undergo ritual baths. Next is wan nifas, confinement, meaning delivery. Once a woman deliver, she has to undergo a ritual bath. So these are the three he said here, but we have others. They are like five, you understand, they are like five, but these are the major, you understand, that you, yeah, these are the major. Let's say it's like, let's leave it like that, but others, just for us to know, we have a Christian, a convertee, A person who converts to Islam, he has to perform this the same ritual bath. And also a Muslim that died will be they will perform on him ritual bath. You understand? So these are the five we should know. And one thing we should know is that all this bath, either for janaba, either for nifas, either for Islam al-Kafir, either for mayit, that is either for major state of major impurity or end of when the menstrual blood ceased, or when a woman delivered, or when a Muslim died, or when a Christian or non-believer converts to Islam, they are all the same. You understand? The steps, the fard, the sunnah, the fada'il, everything are the same. So let's just get this right, please. And also, even we have sunnah, the sunnah, these are compulsory things that will make you perform ritual, but there are sunnah things, you understand, similar things that will make you to perform ritual bath. So ritual bath is ritual bath. The first, the compulsory one, these are the five I mentioned, and we have other ones like for the Salat al-Jum'ah, Ghusl li-Salat al-Jum'ah, Ghusl li-Salat al-Eidaini, Ghusl li-Salat khusuf al-Shamsi, Ghusl li-Salat khusuf al-Qamari, like that, Ghusl li-Dukhul al-Makkati, all those kind of baths you take. You take bath for, there is bath you take for Jum'ah prayer, there is fast you bath you take for, what was it called, the Salah, that is the Eid, Eid al-Kabir and Eid al-Fitr, yes, the one we will perform after the end of Ramadan, that Salah. So there is bath specific is Sunnah. Then when you are entering Makkah, there is a place where you stop immediately when you get in. That is when you take your bath. So that kind of bath is sunnah and other things. So all the bath, what I'm trying to say, they are the same. So he continued by saying, "Faljanabatu, states of major impurity, kismani, is divided into two. State of major impurity is divided into two. Ahaduhuma, the first, خروج المني بلذتين, is the release of mani. Is the release of mani under normal circumstance while awake or in dream. That is خروج المني, the release of mani, that is release of sperm. Bilizatin with pleasure. Mu'tadatin, under normal circumstances. Fi naumin, while asleep. Aw yaqadatin, or awake. Once you release sperm or semen under normal circumstances, accompanying pleasure, you understand, either awake or asleep, aw yaqazatin, or awake, bijma'in, by sexual intercourse, aw ghayrihi, or by other means. So this is the first thing, this is the first type of state of major impurity. That is trying to tell us what can lead to you releasing sperm. So the first is the maybe you have sexual intercourse or release of mani. What will lead to janaba? There are two. The state of two impurity is of two type. The first is release of mani, release of sperm while awake under normal circumstances, or while asleep. Maybe you dreamed, or if it is awake, maybe by having sexual intercourse or other things that will make you to release, or by play, or by looking, or any means that will make you under normal circumstances, be lazzetting with pleasure. You understand? So that is the first part. Athani, the second, mugibul khashafati al-balig fi farj. It is the disappearance of the glans penis of a balig, of a matured man, fi farj, in the vulva, that is in the vagina. Once a balig, you understand, once a balig, that is a mature person's glans penis, disappear inside the vagina, is incited inside the vagina, it is composed. Anzala amlan yunzil. Whether he released or he did not release, is compulsory for both the woman and the man to undergo ritual bath. Please, let's get this right. And in explanation, ulama added that this glans penis we're talking about, if it's disappear or it's hidden or it's incited inside, even if it is a child, the girl maybe is a young girl, not matured girl, but he is matured, and he incited his glans penis into that, just the head, you understand, that's khashfa. So it's compulsory, he must perform ritual baths. If it is a lady, a matured lady, with a young boy who is not matured, once his glans penis is hidden into her private part, she has to perform ritual bath. So also, if a man, a matured person, subhanallah, maybe that same glans penis hide or is disappear into the private part of an animal. We do have some, due to their offensive acts, they will go having sexual intercourse with animals. So if same thing happen with animal, he has to perform ritual bath. Either that animal is dead, either is alive. So also, if it is with human, after either the human is dead or she is alive, either she is awake or she is sleeping. So also, please, let's get this right. So these are the two classifications of state of major impurity. The first we say is the release of money, bilizatin, with pleasure, mu'tadatin, under normal circumstances, fi naumin, while asleep, aw yaqdatin, or awake, bijima'in, by having sexual intercourse, aw ghayrihi, or by other means. Athani, the second, is mugibu khashfatil baligi fi farji, is the hiding of the glans penis of a matured person inside the vagina. So there are a lot of hadiths that explain this better, and also in the glorious Quran, Allah say, "Wa in kuntum junuban fattaharu." Once you are in state of major impurity, you have to fattaharu. You should perform ritual bath, and also and other things. So next, he continue by saying, "Wa marra'a fi manamihi," whoever sees, whoever witness, fi manamihi, in his dream, ka annahu yujamiu, as if he is having sexual intercourse, wa lam yakhruj minhu maniyan, then when he wake up, he did not see any sperm release from him, fala shay'a alayhi, there is nothing on him. You dream that you are having sexual intercourse, either a lady or a man dreamed that he is having sexual intercourse. Then when he woke up, he checked his clothes, there is no sign of any release. Falashaya alayhi, then there is nothing upon him. All what you have is just to go and perform your ablution and continue. You don't have to perform ritual bath. You don't say, yes, I've witnessed. But even if without having intercourse, you just sleep, then when you sleep, when you wake up, you saw mani released, then you have to perform ritual bath. Once it is released, وَمَنْ وَجَدَ فِي صَوْبِهِ, whoever sees in his clothes, you viewed in your clothes, maniyan, smell, yabisan, dried mani. Mani is dry. So that's why, like yesterday, I tried to give us the nature of mani. You understand? We said it is thick for male, usually. For male, it is thick, milky, and it has, it gushes out, it comes out with force, with pressure while coming, you understand. And also it has, while it has the sense of like death, or this thing pap, and the thing you make pap with, we call it camo. I don't know the English name, you can tell me please, whoever knows. So that's, so it smells like that. But when it get dry, it smells like egg, or like a vomit, so something like that. So when you know, even if it is dried, you understand, you see it, you see the clothes will be hard at that particular place, then you can try to smell it and get, become confirm what it is. So whoever witness a dry mani on his clothes, لا يدري متى أصابه, he does not know the time or from where did he get that. He, or متى أصابه, he don't remember the time that he has that. You understand? Maybe it was during his sleep. He slept. Maybe immediately, like some people that will sleep for a very long time. So maybe in the first hour of your sleep, you release mani. You slept 4 hours later. You understand? Probably it must have gotten dried. So when you wake up, you continue with your ibadah without, because you did not feel any wet or something like that. You understand? Or you even, you continue with your ibadah, so to say. Iktasalat. So whenever you see that, whenever you see that what is compulsory upon you at that particular time without further delay, you should go and iktasalat, go and perform ritual bath. Wa aadama salla min akhir nawmihi namaha fihi, and he should replace or repeat all the prayers he performed in after his last sleep with that clothes. For instance, maybe in the morning around 8, like there, like let's say during this Ramadan, usually people have engaged in a lot of ibadah and salah and other things in at night. So probably in the morning, they have to, after salah to subhi, they have to sleep. So maybe immediately after salah to subhi, after your azkar, you slept. So in your sleep, unfortunately, you release mani and it get dry. You did not get to note that there is mani in your clothes till, let's say, maybe after Salatul Maghrib. You understand? After you've performed your Salatul Maghrib, then you saw it dry after confirming that, yes, it's really mani. So, and you did not remember when it happened. But you are very certain that you slept around 7 o'clock to 12, like that. You understand? So in at that time, you should go and perform your salah. Then wa aadama salla min akhir nawmihi namaha fihi, and he should replace all the prayers he said after his last sleep with that cloth. His last sleep with that cloth, is around 8 or 7 to 12, that is noon. You understand? So the salah that he is going to replace is Salatul Dhuhr, Salatul Asr, wa Salatul Maghrib. If it is between Asr and sorry, Zuhr and Asr, he slept, and that thing happened. That's the last sleep. So after he performed his ritual, but then he should replace Maghrib, Asri and Maghrib. If it is Isha around at night, maybe after you've say your Isha, then you sleep, then maybe in the morning, around in the morning, then you witness that. So it is your last sleep was in the night. So the only Salah you've say is Salah to Subh, then you replace Salah to Subh. I hope we we'll get this right. So also when we come to menstruation, there are a lot of emphasis on how you should replace the Salah immediately when your menstruation ceased. Some women get this, you do have problem with that. You see that a woman, a woman's menstruation ceased an hour before the sun sets, you understand, but she will not perform her ritual, but maybe till after 2 hours or then immediately after then all what she will do is only Salat al-Maghrib, the next Salah. When it ceased, the menstruation stopped an hour when when Asr is still on. Zuhur also is still on. There is still time for Zuhur. So, but when we come that to that, we will try and lay more emphasis on that. So we can rush again to continue. He say fara'idul ghusli, the compulsory steps of ritual baths. There are five, I think. First, fara'idul ghusli arba'atun. Sorry, there are four. Yes, there are four. The first, an-niyatu, intention, inda shuru'i, while starting. As you want to go and perform your ritual, but then you take your intention, and your intention should be in your heart, you understand? So even without saying, and if you say, there is no harm, as our madam told us in Arba'una Hadith, Innam al-A'malu bin Niyati, and our madam has done justice to that. He explained better on how the rulings or an explanation of scholars. So in the shuru, you take in intention while saying, while starting. Here, while he say while starting, is that when you want to say it out. So you should say it while starting. After you've gone to the toilet, your water is ready, then you say it if you want to verbalize your intention. But your intention, the one in the heart, you have already taken it even by your action, by you understand. The next is wal fawru. Wal fawru, performing the ritual but consecutively, you understand, as we said, without delay. Know that when you pour water on your head till your head gets dry before you take the next step, no, taking it once continuously. Once you start, you will not pause or skip till you finish. That is what we call fawru. Fawru, it means taking it fast. That is fast, but does not mean you should just, no, that's not what it means. It means taking it along, taking it consecutively without delay, you understand. The next is wadalku. Wadalku, rubbing the whole body, is also compulsory. Let's get this right. Rubbing the body is compulsory. Everywhere your hand should rub, everywhere, please. That is rubbing the whole body. That's dalku. Walgumumu is covering the whole body with water. Covering the whole body with water. So these four things are the compulsory aspect of wudu. First, you take your intention, you perform the wudu, the ghusl, the ritual bath, without delay, without posting, taking it consecutively, The third is rubbing the whole body. The fourth is, what was it called? Covering the whole body with water. So if you do one or you skip one, the salah, the wudu is not complete. So please, let's try and get this right. That's why they say when we finish it, we'll try to give an explanation on how you perform your what was it called, your ritual bath. But with this, we can say, as scholars do say, you can perform your ritual bath in a river or in a swimming pool or in an ocean, in any body of water. You can do it, and also you can fetch your water, go to the toilet and do it. You can do it, because in a swimming pool or in a river, these four things will be achieved. That is, what you do first is take your intention. Although I don't want to rush into, because this is where we stop. When we come next, we'll continue from the sunnah steps of wudu. So, but in the river, you understand, after you've removed your clothes, you can jump into a river. You understand? By jumping into a river, the whole body will be covered with water. You see, the first one is achieved, and you've taken your intention. The second two of the composite is achieved. Then after some minutes, you come outside the river, try and rub all your body from head to toe, everywhere, including the spaces between your fingers, your beards, in your head. For those that are having, it's not compulsory, you must lose your or not your what's it called, your hair. No, even with this thing, except if you use what's it called, this rubber or attachment that will not allow the normal head, the natural head, to be wet with water, and then you have to remove it. Or the what's it called, the style of your hairstyle is too, the knitting is too tight, in the sense that it won't allow water to even touch the head or the scalp. You understand? That is the skin of the head. So then in that case, you have to loose it or knit it before you this thing. Then you rub from head to toe. You see, the third is also achieved. Then, well, foul, you've taken it along, then you just go back to the river, and also then you are considered purified. So this is where we stop. Try and dip your thinking into this, notes each steps and all the explanation. Whatever you didn't understand, you can forward your voice question or write it down. We have our scholars and brothers, sisters that will attend to you. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdi, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun alal mursalin, wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.